He was born in Stockholm on October 21, 1833, but moved to Russia with his parents in 1842, where his father, Emmanuel, made a strong position for himself in the engineering industry. Emmanuel Nobel invented the landmine and made a lot of money from the government orders for it during the Crimean War, but went bankrupt soon after. Most of the family returned to Sweden in 1859, where Alfred rejoined them in 1863, beginning his own study of explosives in his father's laboratory. He had never been to school or university, but had studied privately, and by the time he was 20, was a skillful chemist and excellent linguist, speaking Swedish, Russian, German, French, and English. Like his father, Alfred Nobel was imaginative and inventive, but he had better luck in business and showed more financial sense. He was quick to see industrial openings for his scientific inventions and built up over 80 companies in 20 different countries. Indeed, his greatness lay in his outstanding ability to combine the qualities of an original scientist with those of a forward-looking industrialist.